spiritual battles. And Pastor James and I went on, we had like a little date night a couple of weeks ago, and I kind of surprised him, and it was kind of fun. And we went to the movies, and we saw a movie. Now, it's about a battle that had been happened many years ago. It's actually one I had never even heard of. And in this battle, something just struck me. I don't know if you've ever been in a movie, and God just begins to speak to you so strongly. So I was like, God, please don't let anybody get mad. I had my cell phone out, you know, taking notes, because God was speaking to me. And in the middle of this battle, the airline pilots, they were going in to bomb some of these ships. And one of the pilots realized that as they were going down, there was fire coming at them from the ships, from other planes flying around. Planes were going down, and it was like they were not, when they would drop their bombs, they were missing the boats, because, you know, they're moving and the boat's moving, so you have to be at a certain distance to make sure that the bomb lands right where it needs to. And so they kept missing it, and this one pilot noticed what was happening. And so he knew in his heart, in his mind, that he had to get closer, which meant more danger, because they, like I said, they were being fired at on all sides. It was like one of those movies where you like hold your breath almost the whole time and you have to remind yourself to breathe. And this was going on, and I was like, oh my gosh. And he got so close. Him and his wingman went right in, and they were able to land the bomb and blow up the ship, which was a victory for us because they were Americans. And we were fighting a war against another country. And it was just so amazing that he was so brave, that he knew that he was either going to live or die, but he knew he had to do that, because that meant winning the war or not. That was a major turn in that war, what he did. And I just sat there and saw them being fired at. And you know, God began to speak to me that so many times we are all walking and we're moving forward, and all of a sudden we just start getting fired at from the enemy. We start getting this happening, and we're trying to push forward. And God, we're trying to be strong, we're trying to be brave, but all these things are coming against us. And sometimes, you know, we just can't even handle it. Like I said, I mean, like, I was literally holding my breath sometimes during these scenes, because it was so sad to me, but it was the truth. And how many of you know, sometimes we walk through battles like that, and we might not be able to see, like they could see what was being fired at them, but so many times we cannot see the things that are coming at us until it actually manifests itself. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like, you know, some things aren't right, and then all of a sudden, maybe you get a medical bill that you weren't expecting for thousands of dollars, and then all of a sudden it just kind of catches you off guard. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of feeling that I'm talking about. And so I want to talk to us today about those things, because in this movie, I was just like, this guy was so brave, and he was so courageous, and I began to think, you know, that is a picture of the church. That is exactly how God has created us to be. You know, he did not send his son Jesus to die on a cross for a weak and feeble people. You know, he died so that we might be strong, that we might live, that we might prosper, that we might be able to share his word with other people, and that we might be able to continue to move forward even though we're being fired at on every side. You know, God did not make you to be weak. He did not make you to sit down in the midst of a battle, but he is giving us something deep inside of us, the Holy Spirit, that will begin to rise up within us, and we'll begin to rise up, and we'll begin to declare the word of the Lord over our lives, over the lives of our family or our nation, and we'll begin to see God move because we are willing to go and fight. And I want you to know, you can do it. You can do it. God has given us every tool that we need to be able to stand up and go. And as you continue to go, the stronger that you become, and excuse me, I got a little tickle in my throat today. The stronger that you are and the more courage you begin to have as you begin to move forward. You know, me praying for that lady was just a small step, but I believe God is going to continue to allow me to go forward and to pray people. You know, it was so easy when I lived in Italy to come back to witness to people, because I'm like, oh, I don't live here. It's so easy. But now that I live here, when I go to Italy or Peru or wherever we go, it's like it's so easy to witness to people. And sometimes it's just a little bit struggle here. I don't know why. It makes no sense. But I just want you to know that we are victorious in Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much. this, why don't you turn to John 10:10?
Thank you, Iris.
John 10:10. It says, the thief's purpose, and here it's talking about the devil. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. So he's saying the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but God gives us, his purpose for us is to give us a rich and satisfying life. Now, satisfying here does not mean everything you want. Satisfying means what God says is good for you in your life. You know, the devil isn't playing games. And sometimes as Christians, I don't necessarily mean like we think it's a game, but sometimes we just don't treat it as serious as we should. Because the devil is serious. He's out to destroy us. He's out to take from us. He's out to bring us down. But God is saying he gives us a rich and satisfying life. Amen? He will come every way possible to shake us in our faith, to make us doubt God. But God came that we may have life, and it might be abundant, and it might be satisfying. You know, if you're standing on the word of God for something this morning, the enemy cannot shake you. You know, I'm reminded of the, I think it's the palm trees. You know, their roots are deep, but when the storm comes, they bend. They can bend even all the way over, and the tops can touch the ground, but they will not break. That's how we need to be. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I am a visual person, so sometimes I need to see in my head and visualize what God is saying and how I am. And then I know, oh God, I am just like that tree. I might bend, but I will not break. I might be moving forward and there might be things on every side, but I'm going to keep moving forward because I know you are with me. Nothing shall befall me that I cannot withstand because you live inside of me. He lives inside of you. There is nothing that you are going through this morning that you cannot stand strong in your faith. There is no medical bill that could surprise you because guess what? God knew it was coming and he's going to supply every need that you have in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. See, we're not weak as we may assume, but we are strong. We are part of the army of a living God. You know, we do not serve a God that is dead. He is living. He is moving. He is doing things for you and he's doing things to handsome. You know, we need to stand sometimes and just declare the word of the Lord. And I know I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. You know, sometimes we can be so quiet when we pray, oh God, all this is happening and I don't know what to do. How is that working for you? And I'm not being mean. I'm just trying to say, hey, sometimes there is something called spiritual warfare, and you need to get up, and you need to begin to run around your house and pray. You know, if you've ever seen the movie War Room, I'm reminded of when Priscilla Shire goes through her house, and she begins to yell at the devil, and she even opens up her door and kicks him out. And sometimes we need to get up and yell at the devil and kick him out. You know, sometimes sitting down, we cannot do anything. We're not useful that way. Sometimes we have to rise up and begin to take a hold of who God says we are and begin to declare his goodness in our house in Jesus' name. You know, the enemy cannot stand against the name of Jesus. It's the name above all names. It's the name that has power. And when we declare things in Jesus' name, something's going to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. You can do it. I can do it. We are brave. We are strong. God has given us a purpose, and it's not to sit back and be weak and let everything else happen and come and join ourselves here every Sunday morning and go and just be a part of it. God brings us here. He fills us up. He encourages us. He edifies us to send us out to go and do that to others. Amen? You have a purpose. You have a plan. God created you for something. And sometimes we just need to rise up and begin to grab a hold of that and begin to move forward in Jesus' name, no matter what is coming against you. Because the Bible tells us there will be battles. Let's turn to James 1, 2. Chapter 1, verse 2. And I'm going to read the Passion. I really loved how it says this. It says, my fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up power within you to endure all things. And I just want to say first, sometimes when I'm in facing things, there is not a joy that is stirred up within me. Have you ever been there? Like, you know, something happens and there is no joy. There might be anger. There might be sadness. There might be a little bit of worry or confusion. But sometimes there is not a joy. And so, you know, the Bible tells us, David says this so beautifully. He says we have to rise up and encourage ourselves in the Lord sometimes. You know, and I've said this before as well. If you cannot encourage yourself, phone a Christian friend. Say, God, you know, God, I'm trying to encourage myself. I can't. And call someone. Go have coffee with someone. Be with someone who can grab a hold of you and say, come on, you might be weak right now, but together we are strong with Jesus, and we can walk through this thing together, and I can encourage you, and I can lift you up, and you can beat this thing in Jesus' name. Why are we surprised when things happen? Have you ever like that? Like, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen. You ever feel that way sometimes? I mean, but the Bible is very clear. Things are going to happen. Just because we accept Jesus as our Savior doesn't mean it's a magic thing that happens and all life is going to be perfect. No, we live in a fallen world. That's what the Bible tells us. Things are going to happen to us, but they don't have to happen within us. We don't have to let that affect us as we move forward in God. God has given us the ability to rise up, rise above, and fight these battles. You know, just as that pilot was going in, he knew he had to be close to that ship. He knew that the closer he was, the more the better that he would be able to hit the target. And sometimes we need to do that. You know, our target is the enemy. Our target is destroying what he's trying to bring against us and bringing hope and love and joy and Jesus Christ to this world. And sometimes we just need to realize that. You know, sometimes we need to realize we are stronger than we really feel we are. You know, Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians, he says, not to be ignorant to the devil's strategies. We need to know our enemy. We need to know our God and who we are in him. But we also need to equip ourselves with the revelation of how to defeat our enemy. You know, these men went into and with the knowledge of what was going on. They had secret intelligence going on, and it was kind of cool back then. It was like Morse code, and they were just picking up little odds and ends things from what was being transferred. And so they had a plan. They had an idea. It is our plan. It is our strategy to know that your Bible will tell you. It is our plan. It is our strategy. Bible, however, if you never, my Bible's on here right now. So if you never beat your enemy, you're not going to know. We have a plan. God did not leave us with anything. I mean, without anything. He left us with something. And I want to encourage you. It's all in there. We can rise up with what God has given us. And if you all you can say is Jesus wept, then if that's all you can say, then get up and start to say that. And then you'll be amazed what's going to happen. He's going to use everything he can. But we have to get up and we have to be moving forward. They had a plan. They knew what they needed to do. They knew what their target was. What is your plan this morning? What are you doing? What are you equipping yourself with? What am I doing? See, we need to stop living as though the devil has already won and we are already defeated. And we need to stand up and fight back. You know, so many of us do, we begin to live a life like that. We begin to live a life where we have already been defeated by the enemy. And then it's one thing after another, and then before you know it, you're way down here, but God is trying to pick you up, and you can't do it in your own strength. And I'm telling you, God has given you a plan and a purpose, and you are brave, and you are strong, and you can rise above every circumstance that you face today, and you can believe in Jesus Christ, and he will be with you. He will be with you. You know, why do we try to fight the enemy and circumstances with our own power and strength? I don't know if you've ever tried, but I've tried and I can't do it. It seems like I can do it for a couple days. I can do it maybe for a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden I get tired. I get weak. I begin to just fold under whatever is happening. But I want you to know that if God is with you, nothing can come against you. It might be coming, but it cannot harm you. It cannot, in Jesus' name. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You know, we cannot defeat the enemy with our own willpower. We cannot defeat him with our own reasoning. We cannot. Even Jesus, when he faced the enemy after he was baptized and God came and revealed who he was to everyone and he went away into the wilderness for 40 the word of God, he knew it and he began to speak script devil. But guess what? He grabbed a hold of the word of God. He knew it and he began to speak scripture and just tempted him. He said, look, I'll give you all the kingdoms, all the land. He was pretty much just saying, just denounce God and who you are and I'll give you this. But Jesus knew. He knew. He knew what God was calling him to do. He knew his plan. He knew his purpose. He knew what his target was. And he began to rise up and he began to fight scripture against the enemy. And he began to tell the enemy what to do. And I want you to know, if you don't know a scripture for anything, say like you need some peace, you can Google scriptures for peace. It'll come up. They sell books that have individual like scripture, like peace, wisdom, this and that. And it'll give you a list of scriptures. Grab a hold of those scriptures, even just one, and begin to speak against the enemy and begin to tell him what God says and what his word says. And then begin to tell the enemy, no, God says I am wonderfully and beautifully made. God says he owns a cattle on 1,000 hills and he will provide for all my needs according to his riches and glory. Begin to just declare over your life and the life of your family what God is calling you to do. In Jesus' name. So 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 4. I'm going to read the New Living Translation, and then I'm going to read the message, because I love how the message says. It says, we are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and destroy false arguments. The Message version, I'm going to read 3 through 6. It says, the world is unprincipled. It's dog-eat-dog out there. The world does not fight fair, but we don't live or fight our battles that way. Never have and never will. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or for manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erect against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience and maturity. Now, I don't know if you know this about me, but I love when the Bible talks like this. I love it when it says destroy and smash the enemy, and it just encourages me. Maybe you don't, you know, God will speak to you the way that you can really, you know, receive it, but I love it when God is so strong like this in most favorite verses in the Bible. And I've just come to grips that that's how God loves to speak to me. I mean, he's got to be straight with me. He's got to be like kind of forceful with me or it's not going to work. How many of you know what I'm saying? Like, if you have like kids and you know, sometimes one kid, like for our youngest Miriam, sometimes we just had to give her a look and she would work. She would just look at you and laugh and do what she wanted to do anyway. I mean, we had to be a little bit more forceful with her and give her some spankings, you know, and sometimes that didn't even work. But you know, sometimes God deals with each of us how we can receive it. And I want you to know that I love it when he speaks to me this way. And I can just visualize that. And it's just something inside of me. And I remember years and years and years ago when we came back from Bible school, there was a young adult group at River of Life in Jacksonville. And we would go they would like, okay, if you've got a prophetic word, you know, just come up here and say it. And everybody had these like nice frou-frou words. You know what I'm saying? Like, God loves you and you're awesome. And the word I got was heaven taketh, what is it? The violent. Thank you. The kingdom of silence suffers violence and the violent take it by force. Now imagine standing up and giving that word when everybody else is all like, God loves you and the roses are pretty. And I'm like, death, right? And so, can you imagine? It was like so hard for me to stand up, but it really did touch someone. I'm sure of it. I just know it. You know, I was stepping out in faith in what I think God was telling me. But, I mean, he just speaks to me that way, and I love it. And, if you really get to know me and I begin to talk that way, do not be offended, I promise. I'm sorry if you cannot handle that. I try to adjust my words for different, you know, for the way you can accept it. But that's how he speaks to me, and I just love how he says, you know, he's given us tools for smashing warped philosophies and tearing down barriers. I mean, that's what we're called to do. We're not called to sit back and allow the world to dictate to us what is supposed to be truth. No, the truth is the word of God, and we need to begin to erect our own selves in our own Christian life, and we need to go, it's spiritually, okay, not naturally. Spiritually, to smash down some things that the enemy is trying to build, to say is truth, to say is right. But God says no, and we need to be as the army of the living God to rise up and begin to smash. I'll give us those things down, begin to tear those things down, and I'll give us some tools of how we can do that. But I just want you to know you can do it. You can do it. God has given us the ability to rise up and begin to do those things. And, you know, you might say, well, I'm just not that, like, a fighter like that. I promise you, as you begin to rise up, God will do something inside of you. And when that time comes, something's going to happen really close. You know, you're not going to just let a robber come into your house and say, take whatever. Here's my kid. Take him. No, something's going to happen inside of you. You're going to rise up, and you're going to fight for what is right and for what is yours. You're not going to allow them just to come in and steal and take from you, especially someone that you love very dearly. And that's how we need to be in the spirit. We need to rise up, and we need to begin to say these things. No, the enemy is not going to come in. He's not going to do this. He's not going to do that. You know, and just pray and believe and declare and fight. Fight for it in Jesus' name. You know, our weapons are not what we know or what or have naturally, but it's only what God has given us supernaturally. And like I said earlier, you know, it's not by our sheer willpower or by our reasoning or by discussion that things are going to happen. You know, sometimes the only thing that is going to make something happen is by us getting up and declaring the word of God over it in Jesus' name. You know, we need to have a life that glorifies God. One that in the face of the worst war that is waged against us, we can stand firm in his strength. And I don't know about you or what you're going through now, but I want you to know that God is with you. He has given you the strength that you need. He has given you the tools that you need to rise up in Jesus' name. You know, I propose that we not only be willing to stand and fight, but we take the enemy by surprise, because God has already shown us part of the plan. And he says, look, there will be trials. There will be things to happen to you. So why are we sitting back waiting for them to happen? Why can't we rise up and begin to fight against them before something even begins to happen? I'll give you an example. You know why our kids, well, Miriam's still young and in our house, but when they were little tiny, even as babies, we would begin to prophesy over them and begin to pray for their wives or their husbands. We would begin to speak truth over them, you know, because we know things are going to happen. And I'm not saying our kids are perfect or our life is perfect, but I want you to know God is perfect, and his word will come to pass in Jesus' name. And we begin to speak the word of God over our kids, because why? We know they're going to be on their own one day, and they're going to face things, and we are putting things inside of them. So we are preparing them for the battles to come. That's what I'm talking about. You know, we know that we're going to have sicknesses. The Bible is very clear. It's a battle. But how many of you know we also know that Jesus has won that victory for us? We are healed by his blood in Jesus' name, and it might come against us, but we can rise up and we can begin to speak health and life over our body. We can begin to grab a hold of those scripture verses and begin to declare the word of God over our lives and the lives of our friends and families. How many of you know we don't need to sit back and wait for these things to happen, but God has given us the ability to even be prepared and fight even before. You know, financial things are going to happen. They're going to. The Bible tells us to give 10% to the Lord. That's his tithe. That's what belongs to God. How gracious is our God? He leaves us 90% to do with whatever we want to. But how many of you know financial things, and so I want to put my money, my seed in good soil because I know my God will come through for me, and he has many times. You know, there was a time where we were living in Jacksonville, and all of a sudden, I think we came home from church or somewhere, and there was water all in our garage, and our hot water heater had just broke, and we were like, what? It was like $500, and there was someone at the church who came and gave Pastor James a check, like a card. It had a check in it. And how many of you know it was like exactly what we needed plus a tithe, because we tithe off of every increase that we get. And we were like, whoa. And he says, you know, God told me to give this to you, I don't know, a long time ago, but I didn't. And now I'm being obedient. And we're like, you have no idea. It was right on time, right when that broke. We had the money to pay for it. And only my God and your God can do something like that. I want you to know that you can be prepared. You can be prepared. You do not have to sit back and wait for these things to happen and then be shocked that it happened. No, the Bible has given us a plan. He's given us a target. We know. There's no questioning. We just need to rise up and begin to do it sometimes. I'm not naturally a fighter except with my husband. And so, it is, right? And so... And so I just want you to know that it's only God that can take, and so many of you have not known me previous to this, but what he said is absolutely true. I am just naturally a quiet, you know, I hate confrontation. I don't like to even have someone look at me cross. I don't like it. But, you know, when God gets a hold of you and you begin to walk in the plans and purpose that he has for you, and who you thought you were was not really who you are, and you begin to become who he's called you to be, and I want you to know he has called each and every one of you in here to be a fighter. You have something inside of you. You have a plan. You have a purpose. And it's time to rise up and begin to walk in it even stronger. If you're not walking in it, then now is the time to rise up and begin to walk in it in Jesus' name. You know, he is with you. He will be with you. He will protect you. I'm not saying hard times won't come. God gave me like two hams and a turkey and a refrigerator full of food, and only God can do something like that. For 3 months, we didn't know how we were going to eat, but in one day, God changed everything around. I want you to know that is the God that we serve, and I want you to know that we are not special. God will do what he did for us, for you. We just have to rise up, be obedient, have faith, and move forward in God. Even though things are coming at us, we need to be strong. We need to be the army of the Most High Living God in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, be ready to speak life over your house. You can feel sometimes when something has come in your house and you're like, whoa. Something's here. It don't belong. And that's when God is saying it's time to rise up. It's time to kick it out. And if you have to think of Priscilla Shire, if you've never seen The War Room, I would encourage you to see it. But in that one scene, I just love it because she is just screaming at the devil to get out of her house. And I want you to know sometimes we gotta scream at the devil. Even if it just makes us feel better, he's probably like, yeah, whatever. But when we use the name of Jesus, something happens. And he's got to flee. You know, be ready. You are brave. You have God on your side. We don't need to sit and wait, but we can pray and have faith to believe that God is with us and he is moving and something is happening. Something is changing. Let's turn to Psalm 3. Psalm 3, chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. This is one of my most favorite verses. So it's time for us to rise up as the church. You know, the church has been silent way too long. It's time for us to rise up. It's time for us to take back what is God's. And this verse says, "Arise, O Lord, rescue me, my God. Slap all my enemies in the face. Shatter the teeth of the wicked. Victory comes from you, O Lord. May you bless your people. And like I said, I'm so visual, so I can just see God slapping the faces of my enemies coming against me. I'm not talking about people, so don't visualize, you know, like your boss or your, please don't visualize your spouse. And just think about God just slapping the faces of the enemies coming against us. You know, the enemy we read earlier comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God says, oh, I'll slap their faces and I'll shatter their teeth, because victory comes from God. Victory comes from God. In Jesus' name, we need to rise up and begin to kick some things out of our life. We need to begin to shake ourselves and begin to realize what God is calling us to do. You know, it's too long. We have been silent. It's time for us to begin to stand up and rise up and declare the victory of the Lord. And even in our hearts and our minds, begin to slap the faces of some of the enemies that are coming against us. You know, if the enemy of stealing your marriage is coming against you, it's time for you to stand up and slap its face and smash in its teeth. You know, if the enemy is coming against you to steal your kids and drag them away, no, you can stand up and declare the word of the Lord over them and declare purpose over their lives. You know, if he's coming after your finances, begin to do what the Bible says. It says give 10%. Look in Malachi. Read it. See what it says. Begin to seek the Lord and find wisdom in what to do. And it's time to begin to stand up and rise up and begin to do these things. You know, it's okay for the church to stand up and fight. You know, God did not come and send his only son for us to be weak and to sit down. But no, he sent him so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And sometimes that means rising up and begin to shake ourselves and begin to smash the teeth of our enemies in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So here are some things I'm going to give you really quick. And I know Pastor James Wednesday night, it was so awesome. He was talking about worship and the spiritual discipline of worship. And in our disciple, well, at least in the women, do you do that book too? So in the discipleship groups that we have, we do a book called Spiritual Disciplines. I would highly encourage you to read it. It is a workbook, but we also do it as a discipleship group together. And it goes through 10 disciplines. And so 3 of them out of the 10 are prayer, worship, and fasting. And it's discipline for the purpose of godliness. And I just want you to know that this is an amazing book. It will encourage you. It will give you some insight. It will give you some more tools for you to grow spiritually. And also some books on fasting. I'm just throwing it out there. I'd love to read about fasting. Glenn. Mahesh Shabda is a really good book to read about fasting. And Jensen Franklin. They both have really great books on fasting. I would encourage you to read them if you don't really understand fasting or how to do it or what it's all about. Those books are really great to explain it in a way that will really encourage you. So, seeing ways that we can rise up and defeat the enemy is through prayer. It's through fasting. And it's through worship. And I'm telling you, those are 3 of the strongest tools that you will have. Because when you feel the weakest, if you begin to put on some praise and worship music, you begin to rise up, you begin to sing, even in your heart, and then you begin to sing out of your mouth, something happens. Peace comes. Joy comes. God comes, and he begins to surround you, and he begins to encourage you. And then all of a sudden, even though you still have that problem, you're not focused on the problem, but you're focused on God. And, you know, Pastor James did something Wednesday night that I love. He said, okay, so everybody, we're going to do it again. So if you were here, sorry, we're repeating it. Put up your hand. Put it right in front of your face. Now look at your hand. So your hand represents your problems, your circumstances, the battles that you're in the middle of, right? So say now we begin to worship. We begin to pray. We begin to fast. We begin to call out on God. Now look beyond your hand and look, say, like to the cross. Now, what happens to your hand? It becomes blurry, right? It's still there, but it becomes blurry, and now you see what's behind it. Jesus is standing, waiting for us to look at him. Jesus is standing there waiting for us not to focus on those things coming against us, because he has already said they will happen. Things will come against us, but he says, I am here that you might have life, a more satisfying life, a more abundant life. He's saying, look beyond what is in front of you and look to me, because I am there. I will give you strength. I will give you the power that you need. I will help you walk through it. You do not have to be weak. You are strong because I am in you, in Jesus' name. And sometimes we need to rise up, and we need to worship, and we need to pray, and we need to seek God. And what does fasting do? I tell you what fasting does. Fasting draws us closer to God. How does it do that? We put aside fleshly things, because you know we're made up of mind, body, and spirit. Put aside fleshly things. And fasting does not include social media. I would swear to you last couple years ago that it did, but I see reading, it does not. It is good to abstain from things that take away your time from God, but a true fast is fasting food or any kind of liquid. And so putting aside some of those things, and then when you feel that tinge of hunger, that craving, say you gave up coffee, and that like desire to have some caffeine or that coffee, and you say, no, I'm refusing that, and you begin to pray, God begins to show up in a way that you would have never expected, and he begins to infiltrate your life, and he begins to fill you up to where that doesn't even begin to matter anymore, that you begin to hunger more for God and more for what he wants than these things. Now, I just want to encourage you, if you decide to fast, unless God has audibly spoken to you or appeared to you in a vision, please do not start off with a 40-day fast of everything. Sometimes you just want to start off small. Maybe sometimes it's, okay, today I'm going to fast one meal, or today I'm going to fast coffee or something like that. It's denying our body so our spirit will rise up and draw closer to God. In Jesus' name. Sometimes you have to fast. We practice fasting. If you go in for some medical things, sometimes you have to fast. You know, you have to withstand from those things. And I'm just telling you, if you can do that, you can do anything for God. And in fact, how much more would we want to do it for God? You know, he loves us so much. He has given us a plan. He has shown us some of the tricks of the enemy. We know how he's going to come at us. We know the Bible says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And how many of you know he has given us the ability to rise up, to fight the battles, to begin to go after him, to begin to have that strength, to begin to have that courage, to begin to have that boldness? Maybe you didn't even think you had it, but I'm here to tell you and declare over you, you have it in Jesus' name. You know, God has given you that whatever inside, and maybe you don't feel good saying, well, slap the face of my enemy and crush in their teeth. There's another version of the Bible that says something much nicer. Look up that version. However it helps you, rise up and begin to just speak that over your life. Begin to use the tools that God has given us. But for me, if I use a nicer version, it wouldn't mean as much. I wouldn't have as much will to do what God is saying to do. But he knows me. He knows you. He's going to speak to you the way you need to be spoken to. And you're going to begin to rise up, and you're going to begin to declare things. You're going to begin to take back things that the enemy's stolen and is trying to steal from you right now. You know, is he trying to steal your peace? Is he trying to steal your money? Because how many of you know we need money? We need money to live. We need money. You know, just as Pastor James was saying, there are missionaries that need our money to help them fulfill the gospel in other nations. You know, there are things here that we do as a church, like outreach and things. We need money to do God's will. And I'm not saying give me your money. What I'm saying is you've got to do what God is calling us to do and be obedient to his word and what his word says, and do it in the way, and he will speak to you the way that you can hear it. And now we need to rise up and begin to take back all that the enemy has tried to come against us with. You know, truth is truth and lie is a lie. And it's time that we as a church begin to rise up and say that is a lie and say that is truth, and not be kind of wavering back and forth because maybe maybe we're afraid to offend somebody or something, you know, Jesus is with us. We don't have to come and be ugly. We come with love. We come with a heart full of what God wants to do. And we need to rise up and begin to stand for righteousness and justice and what God is saying. I'm not saying go against the word of God. It's in the word. Let's do it. Amen. That's what God is calling us to do. He's calling us, and you can do it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So I'm just going to close with this really quick. You know, it's all tied together. You know, from the beginning to the end, God tied it all together. It's knit together so beautifully. You know, we've been silent too long. Can I get some music, please? Whoever. Thank you. We've allowed other things to dictate to us what we're going to do, what we're going to say, and now it's time for us to rise up and begin to tell that thing to go and begin to declare the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. We need to tell it to go. Maybe there's some things in your life that you just need to tell to get out in Jesus' name. Maybe there are some things in your life that you've just been walking through and it's just been weighing you down and you haven't been able to have victory over it. But I want you to know you can have victory today in Jesus' name over anything. And it's in the name of Jesus, and by his power we can do anything. You know, the Bible talks about the power that comes in the name of Jesus. And that's why we need to use his name. He said we could. We have permission to use the name of Jesus in every way. That's why we pray in Jesus' name. That's why we do things in Jesus' name. So I want everybody just to stand up right now. You know, we can't leave here and not activate some things. Thanks, baby. Oh, here. We need to begin to activate some things in our life. And like I said, maybe you're not like smash the teeth of my enemy, but maybe you're like, God, just deliver me from this. However that looks for you, let's begin to pray. Let's begin to really pray. And I mean, don't let me pray for you. Open your mouth. Begin to cry out to the Lord this morning, because you are brave. You are strong. You have the Most High living God inside of you to do what he has created and called you to do. And we need to rise up and we need to begin to walk in that. And the enemy no longer has a hold on us. He cannot touch us in Jesus' name. You know, these bullets and these things might be flying against us, but God has said that he would be with us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As she was preaching this morning, I saw that as she was preaching, I saw faith rising up out of people. And I feel like what God is doing today is encouraging.